December is here, and I am going to show you how to make the most of it today on Coach's Corner. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, Empowerment for Entrepreneurs. This is episode number 42, and so it begins. Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Visit us online at themarketingnetwork.tv. Use offer code COACH at checkout to save 25% on your membership. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. Hey, Robert Imbrielli here. Happy to be with you. Beginning of December. How fast! It just sort of showed up, and here it is. It's, the year's just sort of scooting on by here. And it's a fun time of year for me. I don't know about how you approach the month of December, but I really approach it in terms of looking back, and it's a great time to reflect and see where we're all headed. And certainly it's a time for me to kind of look back at what I did, what I didn't do, what I did well, what I could have done better. And it's an opportunity really to take things to a whole new level. It's a great time to kind of do that right now. There's a few other things that December is really great for besides shopping and selling. If you're a business owner, obviously we know this time of year is a lot of people, buying a lot easier. They're sort of letting up on their wallet, and they're more apt to spend more money than they normally would other times of year. So this is an absolute fun time of year to be doing what we do. We both, all of us love, what happens in December, certainly in the fourth quarter as far as sales go. But there's a lot more to it. There's a lot that you could be doing to really get set up for a better year ahead. So 2018, right around the corner, really not that close. Maybe we're not thinking about it just yet. But there are some things you can be doing in December that will help make 2018 a better year. And that's what I start focusing on. It's just really weird. It's like I don't even think about it consciously. It just sort of happens. December comes and there's this emotional, mental shift in me. And I start looking at, the year past and say, okay, what happened this year? What was great? What could be improved? What could I change? What could I do better going into the new year? And really that's where you want to be looking right now. And it's a easy thing to get distracted with everything that's going on, the shopping and the lists, and what are you going to buy for this one? What are you going to buy for that one? What do you give the mailman? I know we've all got a lot of that going on. But in between those things, it's like it's a great time to sort of renew your commitment to yourself and to your business and to your career if you're not a business owner, and really look at it from that perspective and say, what can I do to really bring things or take things up to a new level as we go forward here into the year? So that's what I want to share with you today. And I have had a lot of questions about people asking me, how am I doing this show? You can see I look away from time to time. I'm actually controlling the whole thing, and we're doing it live. There's no editing on this particular show. And at one point, I will show you the behind the scenes, but that's for another day. Maybe not something you need to do at this level, but certainly I know I've been getting enough questions about it that I will at some point do a training on it and show you what I do and how I do it and teach you the strategy so you can do it as well if you want to do a podcast just like this one. I got to tell you, I was looking at the numbers, and numbers are looking really good in terms of how many viewers we've had. Facebook does what it does. We have it on Coach's Corner on the Facebook page. I stream it live. So I have a few people that check in and watch it, and it's always a lot of fun there. And what I also do is I record it. So it's recording at the same time, and then it gets encoded and put up as a podcast on robertimbrielli.com. And of course, you'll find it in iTunes and all the other places that podcasts are, both as a video podcast and an audio podcast. So some of you like to watch the video, watch me looking at you. That's great. We have that available for you. If you're riding in the car, probably don't need the video. Maybe you just need the audio. So we've got places like TuneIn Radio. We got Stitcher. We got Google Play. All of these sites have just the audio version of this podcast for you to enjoy as well. So like I said, I'll get back into it. If you really want more information on it, just keep bothering me on it, and I will do a training on it at some point in the near future. Okay, December's here. Let's get back talking about what you can do to make the most of your December. It's a great time of year. Really, probably my favorite time of year is December, because there's so much is happening. People are happier. There's great energy out there. You know, the stores are busy. Sales are coming in. You're doing all this great stuff to end the year. Well, how do you end it on a high note? And how do you get to the point where you could really set yourself up to win come 2018? Well, that's the conversation we're going to have today. And I hope you'll stick with me for it, because I think it's going to be real valuable for you. Maybe a little bit longer podcast than I had anticipated, but it's okay. So right now, December is that time of year where I say it's a great time to make time to review what you did in the last year. Now, what in the world am I talking about here? You want to look back, right? So you don't want to make the same mistakes next year that you made this year. So what you need to do is you need to look back and look at everything that you did and think about what worked. And also think about what didn't work, right? So look back at what you did, all the things that you did. Just, make a big list of everything that you did. The good, bad, the ugly, it doesn't matter. Just make a list of everything that you did in the past year. I've been doing this week. I've been looking back and saying, okay, here's what I expected to do in January of this year. Here's what I got done. Here's what I didn't get done. And I start to look at that list and say, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And here's what I like to look at. What did not work out as you had planned? Right? We all have great plans to begin the year. We start the year off and we say, what didn't work out as we had planned? We're so used to looking only at the things that work and kind of forget about the things that didn't work. The challenge in that is that if you don't take the time to look at the things that didn't work, chances are you're going to repeat them. Chances are you're going to do it again in the new year. So I like to look at the things that didn't work and I like to say, okay, what can I learn from this? What lessons were in there? Rather than turn a blind eye to it and say, it didn't happen. No, it happened. Things didn't work out as I had planned. What did I learn? Did I learn something that I could use going forward? Is there a lesson in there? If I don't learn the lesson, guess what? I'm going to repeat the same mistake again, aren't I? So, you keep doing the same mistake again and again, you expect a different result, it's not going to happen. So what you need to do is look back and say, okay, what didn't work out as what I had planned, and what can I do to go forward? And here's the other thing. Now you look at what did work out for you. Maybe you had plans in January. Maybe you thought that, you'd be able to make a certain amount of money, or maybe you'd reach a certain goal or reach out to a certain person, or maybe start a podcast, right? What did work out? What are the things in your life that did work the way you expected that they would? Now, it's important. We all get caught up on this. It's real important to look at that, because what you could do is say, I want more of these things to happen in 2018. I want more of these things that worked out for me to keep working out for me in the year ahead. So then I go back and I reverse engineer. Okay, what did I do to have this impact or have this event happen or have this goal achieved or be able to get to the point where I started to do X? What are the things that led up to it? Sometimes when we look at the result and we forget about how we got there, and a year from now you might look back and go, I have no idea how it happened. It just kind of happened. Well, not really. There's always a pattern. There's always something that you did along the way to get to that point. So what did work out for you? What worked, right? And here's some other questions. I'm going to give you some, I call them power questions. These are power questions that I ask myself on a regular basis, but more so at this time of year, because like I said, I want to have a better year ahead. I always want to improve on the year prior. I want to take things to a new level every year. Sometimes it's a week by week, month by month thing, but absolutely you want to have a better year in the year ahead. So here's some power questions. You can write them down and ask them to yourself, and certainly journal about the answers that you come up with, because they'll be very helpful in moving you to the next level. So what do you need to change in the coming year? Really, what do you need to change? Be open to anything that can come up that you may need to change in the coming year. So it may be using social media differently. It may be sending out more emails. It may be attending more seminars. It may be reaching out to more people that I can interview. It may be, there's a whole list of things that I could do better in the new year. So what do I need to change? Obviously, something has to change. Otherwise, you're going to have a cookie cutter year. You'll have the same year you had this year if you don't change anything, right? So we're going to not change anything. We're going to expect a different result. Yeah, that doesn't really work, right? So what do I need to change change about me? What do I need to change about my emotional health? What do I need to change about my physical health to have more energy, more vitality? What do I need to change about my business? What do I need to change about my habits in the morning when I come into the office? What do I need to change about how I plan, how I reach out to people, right? There's always opportunities to change. You're never there. You never get to an end point where there's no more change. Everything's perfect. It doesn't happen in this lifetime. So there's always something you can improve on. And really taking the time to ask that question is a rarity among people who are not successful. People who are successful always ask the question. If you're not successful, you're not asking that question. You're just going year after year doing the same thing. People come to me all the time and they said they've been working at a job for 40 years. And they say, I have 40 years experience. I say, really? You don't. What you have is 1 year of experience 40 times over. You've done the same thing again and again and again and again. We don't want that to happen, right? We want to have something change on a yearly basis. So you got to ask the question, what do I need to change? And then once you get the answer to that, then you reach out and say, how do I need to change it? Where do I need to go? What do I need to do? Where do I need to look in order to make the changes I need to make? So for me, I might say, well, I need another skill set here, or I need to reach out to a person who can help me here. This time of year, I'm going to give you a little secret here, is the best time of year to do it. People are more open. They're more friendly. I reach out to people. Bang, I get response right away. It's December. I don't know what it is about December. It's just different. It's just easier to make those connections, easier to reach out and find a new coach, easier to reach out and do things that you need to do to take your business or your personal life to the next level. So what do you need to change in the coming year? Great question. What do you need to learn? Ponder that one for a minute. What do you need to learn? That's an interesting question because sometimes we get to the point and we go, well, I kind of know everything that I need to know. Really? You know, with technology changing as quickly as it changes, with marketing strategy changing as quickly as it changes, with the really our societal fabric is changing. I mean, you know, people of my generation in 50s, 50 years old and so, we're looking back and go, we don't recognize this society. It is so completely different. So what do I need to learn about it in order to thrive in amongst all these changes? What do I need to learn? And, you know, you might make a list of books that you need to read, seminars you may need to attend, conferences you may need to attend. I've done that. I've got books. I've got maybe about 10 books on my list of things I want to read, not necessarily next year, but as soon as possible. So I'm going to start ordering those books right away. I have a list of seminars that I want to attend, people I want to learn from. I have a list of people that I want to speak with about possibly becoming my coach, my mentor in the coming year, because I know there's a lot more for me to learn. I know a lot. I have a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience in many different areas doing many different things, but there's always more. There's always another level. And that's what good question to ask yourself. What do you need to learn? And a lot of people say, well, I don't know what I need to learn. Well, you know what? That's what you need to learn. You need to learn what you need to learn, right? And learn what's missing in your career that will take you to the next level. And it's one of those things that is sort of a catch-22. I don't know what I need to learn. You don't know what you don't know. Then you reach out to somebody who might know. And this is a great opportunity to ask the question, who do you need to meet? Because that's the next one on the list. Another power question. Who do you need to meet? Either now or in the coming year, a person who can absolutely help you take your business to the next level. Who do you need to meet? So I made a list. I made a sort of, I call it my little hit list of people that I want to meet, people I want to connect with, and I've already started. And wait till the new year. It's December. Like I said, it's easier to do that in December. I've already started reaching out. I've already started connecting with people. Already started reconnecting with people I've lost contact with over the years, right? All happens. You get busy. Life gets in the way. You lose contact with old friends. You lose contact with old business acquaintances. You may even lose contact with family members, right? December is a great time to reconnect and get back in touch with those people. Really, if you talk to anybody who's at the top of their game, who is very successful, the first thing you're going to hear out of their mouths is they didn't do it alone. Nobody becomes successful alone. It just doesn't happen. There's always people who open doors for you. Always people who will say, you're at this level, I'm at this level, I'm happy to bring you up to this next level. Doesn't happen if you hide behind your email, right? Sitting behind your computer monitor all day is not going to get you there. may get you part of the way there, but it's not going to get you all the way there. You want to get all the way there, you got to start reaching out. Who do you need to meet? What people in your marketplace are the leaders, are the ones that you really need to meet? Say hi, get your name noticed, get 5 minutes of their time, just say hi on the phone or via Skype or Facebook or what have you. Who do you need to meet? Make your list. It's a great time of year to do that. Like I said, it's easier now to reach out to people than it is as we get later in the year. Where do you need to be? Another big, great question. Where do you need to be? For a lot of people, they're not going to tell you they need to be behind their computer more, right? No. That's not where you need to be. Where do you need to be? You got a whole year ahead of you. Where do you need to be? Where are the places that you need to be that you haven't been or didn't go to, or seminars and conferences you've skipped and so on and so forth? Where do you need to be? Some people will decide to move. They'll just pick up and go. They'll go move somewhere else because they know they're not where they need to be. I did that. I left, I was in Chicago before coming here. Chicago wasn't working out for me very well. I was having a hard time over there. So I changed everything, packed up, and moved over here to San Diego, and things started to pick up pretty much immediately, because sometimes you need a change of environment. So where do you need to be? And if it's a thing where you need to move, that's a great thing to do. It's okay to decide that you need to move. It's okay to decide that where your office is, or maybe where you need to be is a different room in your house if you work from home. Could be as simple as that, or, you know, sit in a different location within the same room. Move the desk around, right? Change the energy a little bit. Sometimes it's as simple as that. I do that on a regular basis. I just, you know, take my desk, and you can't see, you know, what's in front of me here. There's a lot of stuff on my desk right now, and it's cluttered, and I don't like it. So one of the things that I'm going to do right after I do this podcast, I'm going to clean this up a little bit, change the energy. You know, I'm thinking about maybe even moving the room around a little bit, putting things in a different location. Again, change the energy. So where do you need to be? Where do you need to be? Great question to be asking. Power question is real important. Next question for you, write this one down. Who do you need to become? Now, that's one of those questions, right? Who do you need to become? Do you need to become more than you are today? Yeah. Jim Rohn once said that you need to make $1 million not for the money, but who it makes you become. The person that it makes you grow into. And I really believe that. You know, it's a different game to be earning $20,000 a year and then earning $200,000 a year. Different game earning $500,000 a year. And it's a different game when you get up over the $1 million mark, right? It makes you become more than you are today. So who do you need to become? You know, maybe you need to become a person who's more confident, a person who's more passionate, a person who's more connected to not only their message, their work, and the people that they serve, and you really get connected there. One of the things that I've done for many years is, instead of asking or setting money goals at the end of the year, because money goals attached to nothing are pretty much turn into nothing, right? Dust to dust kind of thing. So what I do instead is I say, how many people do I need to reach with my message in the next year? Different question, right? So who do I need to become? I need to become a person who's got a really powerful message. I do. And next thing, I got to become a little bit better marketer. I've got to get the message out. I got to reach out to more people. More people need to be subscribing to the podcast and coming onto Coach's Corner and showing up for this and sharing this with their friends and finding that there's value here that's worthwhile and it makes a big difference. And they're going to come back and they're going to be talking about it. They're going to come back to me and say, hey, you know, I've been impressed by what I got from you and you really helped me, right? And getting that ball rolling. So who do I need to become to make that happen? Well, I can't be a little shy. I can't be hiding in behind my email, right? I've got to get in front of the camera more. I've got to get out there more. I've got to be at conferences more. I've got to make more connections. So who do I need to become? I need to become a little bit more of a social butterfly, right? And so for you, ask that question, who do you need to become in order to take your career or your business to the next level in 2018? Really good question. I really like that one a lot. It's one of my favorite ones. Here's another one for you. How much of what you need to change is really about you personally rather than about your business? Now, this is one of those questions, right? One of these questions that is hard to answer on your own. You may or may not know. So how much of what you need to change is about you? Now, This is an interesting question because it gets hard sometimes when you are your business owner. You are the business, right? So how much of what needs to be changed is about you that you need to change, is about your stuff and your emotional and your belief systems and your rules and your values and all the rest of that that goes along with it? How much of it is about you? You're going to find, and I found, you know, doing a lot of coaching of business owners over the years, very few business owners need new marketing strategies. Very few. What? Very few business owners need new marketing strategies? What are you talking about? The truth of the matter is, the reason we're not more successful is because of what's going on here. So how much of your success is about you versus how much is it about the business? It is more than 80%. My experience, right? Coached a lot of business owners, thousands of business owners over the course of my career. I know. I work on that primarily with them. Not in a destructive way or anything, but it's like you're in your own way. We always are. And the reason we're not more successful is because we continue to be in our own way. So you got to figure out how much of is it about me? How much of me do I need to change? How much of me do I need to become a better person in order to take things to the next level? That's a good question to ask. Hard one for a lot of people. And this is when you hire a coach, you hire somebody like me or hire a coach. This is where they should begin working with you. They should figure out, okay, here's where you are. Here's where you'd like to go. Let's find out what the blocks are. Let's find out how much is about you and how much is really about the business. If it's only business, you're getting less than 20% of the solution. If you get somebody like me who can do both, then you have a well-rounded possibility to get all the answers, not just a handful or just not a little bit of the answers. You're going to get them all. So I can do the personal stuff. I can find out where you're blocking yourself, where you're holding yourself back, and I can help you on the marketing side in terms of what's going on with the business. Is it a process? Is it a system? Is it messaging? Is it media? Is it the offer, the pricing, all the rest of it I can help you with. So I kind of offer that full package. You need to find somebody like me if you want to get to that next level that can help you, that can see what's going on with you holistically. Not just one piece, you want to see all of it, the big picture. And if you can do that, you're going to be in a great, great, great time. Okay, so I want to get back to the message here is spend time planning to make changes you need to make. And you don't have to wait till the new year. I would suggest that you start right now. You know, beginning of December, start right now. There is no reason at all for you to be waiting until the clock strikes midnight on December 31st, right? You don't have to wait till that point. You can actually get started on all of this stuff right now. Like I said, I reiterate it again. I know I've said it. I tend to repeat myself sometimes. When things are important, I'm going to do that. Sorry if it's boring for you, but the truth of the matter is right now is an excellent time to start reaching out to people, right? They're much more open. They're much more receptive. So if there are people on your list that, man, I wish I could meet this person, you know, get an email out to them, get a phone call, connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, you know, whatever you've got. You've got so many tools now to reach out. Don't be shy. Start using those tools because they're there for you. And that's exactly what you want to be doing. So I say use social media to begin making new connections right here, right now. And you might say, well, when do I do it? I don't have time. I work all day, or, you know, I'm busy with my business. Well, the great thing about social media is the same great thing that we have about email. It's 24/7. It doesn't matter when you find time. It matters that you do find the time. That's it. You don't have to worry about when it is. You could write to somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning. You can connect with them on Facebook any time of day, even Sundays, holidays, Christmas Day. It doesn't matter, right? That's the great thing about social media. It's not like a phone call, which is intrusive and interruptive, right? The phone rings, got to drop everything, got to go get the phone. But when it's social media, you don't have to, because you have all those things muted. You have all those things, you know, and when you're ready to jump in, certain times a day, I'll jump in social media. I'll see what messages have come in, who I need to respond to, so on and so forth. But they get read, they get seen, I respond, right? And a lot of people will be doing that. And especially, like I said, December is a great month for doing that. Everyone's more in a giving mood and they're more open and they're more amenable to ideas, to reaching out, to helping, right? It's a time of giving, a time of charity. So, you know, you need some help. You got to get in the habit of looking for it. And that's the bigger one for me and a lot of people that I run into is getting into the habit of asking for the help that you need. Now, this is a tough one because, you know, entrepreneurs, the word is actually has a French root and it means literally in English undertaker. Undertaker, not the kind of undertaker in the funeral parlor, but one who undertakes pretty much everything. right? So an entrepreneur, the hardest battle that we always fight is we can do it better ourselves than hiring it out, and we don't ask for help. So you got to get over that habit. You got to start asking for help, because other people, as you build your team, can help you get to where you're going a heck of a lot faster than if you're do it yourself. A lot of people will just say, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do it. You know, nobody can do it as good as me. I'm just going to do it myself. Well, how much of that can you do before you reach the limit, right? You get to the point where, you know, the queue is full. There's nothing more. You can't add anything more to it. Well, that's your limit. And you can't keep running at that full capacity for very long before you burn out. And happens to a lot of entrepreneurs. So get into the habit of asking for the help that you need. Simple concept, but makes a huge, huge, huge difference for so many people if they can just do that. Get in the habit of asking for the help that they need. And, you know, this is one for me. There's got my name all over this one. This one's next to me because it's one of the things that I really need to do more in my business. I have not been doing that. So, you know, one of the ideas that I had, I came up with, I'm going to share it with you here, is ask for recommendations and referrals for people who can help you most, right? So there are people out there who can really help me, but I may not know who they are or where they are, but you know what? I've got a network of people who know where they are. I got people, if I just say, hey, I'm looking for someone to help with, you know, website development or sales letters or video work or whatever, I got friends, I got people in my network who know who these people are, and they can help put me in touch with them. Especially now in December. So, you know, again, use your network. You've got your social media. You've got your network. You've got those people out there. Absolutely use them. Put the feelers out and say, here's what I'm looking for. I need help with X. Who do you know that can help me with it? Who do you know who would be interested in working with me or being part of my team or being on a board of advisors, if you will, to help you with your brainstorming and your ideas? Last thing you ever want to do is brainstorm ideas by yourself. Simply don't want to do that, right? And like I said, now is a great time of year in for you to be able to do that. Okay, we're going to do viewer mail in just a minute, but before we do that, I want to thank our sponsor today. Our sponsor is The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. Great, great, great presenters in here, great teachers, more coming all the time. Shahar Boyayan is one of my really good friends, and boy, what a brilliant woman. She's building literally a television network for the arts and crafts community and doing very well with it. Very impressed by her. Dr. Terry Levine's another really good friend, really brilliant speaker as well, and she brings a lot of value to some of the classes in the Marketing Network. So what I want you to do is go over to themarketingnetwork.tv, learn how to become a better, more successful business owner, because we've got world-class instructors to help you with that. It's very easy to get access. You get unlimited streaming when you subscribe. Subscribing is only $10 a month, less than $10, $9.97 a month. But I have an offer for you that you're really going to like. Excuse me. You can save 25% on your subscription when you use offer code COACH at checkout. So instead of $9.95, it'll be like $7 a month. And with that, you can get unlimited streaming. So just go check out themarketingnetwork.tv. themarketingnetwork.tv. Have a look and see there, you know, what you'll find. I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's video training online, available 24/7 to you. We thank them for their sponsoring. Okay, what I want to do is I want to go into our viewer mail segment and let you know that you can absolutely send me your questions at robert@ultimatewealth.com. Love to hear from you. Love to be able to give you feedback here on the show. Or sometimes I'll just give you feedback directly. Okay, our message this week. Thank you for your great advice. Well, thank you for the comment. I do have a question for you. I'm not really seeing much success using Facebook to sell my products. What can you suggest I try next? Oh, there's a loaded question. That's from George G. or Jorge in Los Angeles, California. You know, this is a question I hear all the time. You know, Facebook, you hear people telling you how great it is and it's a wonderful tool. And then there's so many other people come up and they say, Facebook just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work. No matter what I do, it does not work. So, like all things, Facebook selling is about relationship building, right? So you look and you say, well, I don't want to build any relationships. I don't have time for that. I'm just going to put my sales copy up there, my sales letter, and I should make sales. It's not going to work that way. social media is different, a different beast than, you know, someone walking through a store with a shopping cart. We kind of want, you know, in the marketing world, we kind of make you believe it's the same. It's not the same. It's very different. So I don't know what you've tried, but what I do suggest is a two-step process or a multi-step process. Number one, what I suggest is build a mailing list. In other words, offer things on Facebook that are free in exchange for an email address. Now you get them on your email list, and what do you do then? You follow up with them again and again and again, and you have multiple opportunities to sell them on what you're offering. And you get the opportunity there to build a relationship with them, which is what you really need to do. And social media is all about the relationship, right? It's all about building the relationships. People will buy from people that they know, people that they trust. They'll buy from recommendations. So if you have people who have already purchased, ask them to share it with their friends, and that recommendation is much more powerful than any advertising or any kind of posting you can do on your own, because it's, you know, social proof. It's third-party testimonial, and that is a really, really strong way to market. So Facebook advertising works. It works. I do with a lot of my clients. I teach them how to do it, and it does work. It does produce results. You can get a lot of traction on it. However, there are things that don't work on Facebook as well. And I see a lot of people will give me the feedback that they tried Facebook once. It didn't work for them, so it doesn't work. And I say, really, it doesn't work that way. You know, what happens is Facebook does work. And, you know, you've got it's a learning curve, a somewhat steep learning curve to do the advertising and the posting correctly. And once you get the hang of it, then you can start getting really, really reliable and predictable results. I'm actually working on a course right now called Viral Marketing. And it's going to teach how to do viral marketing on all the social media sites and what the elements of that are. And that will be a course that'll be available in the marketingnetwork.tv probably in the next, the next 4 weeks or so. It'll be available to you there. So if you're a subscribing member, you're going to get access to it. If you're not, it's something you'll be able to purchase one-off, or you can become a member and have unlimited access to that course once it is created. Okay, thank you so much for watching today. Really appreciate you being here. And make sure you subscribe on iTunes or wherever podcasts, wherever you like to get your podcast from, please subscribe. Visit us on Facebook. And if you have questions, just send me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Happy to hear from you. Happy to answer your questions. And like I said, you may end up as part of this show. And if there's somebody you'd like to hear from, somebody you'd like me to interview, send me that information as well, because I now have a setup now to be able to interview people. And I will be bringing on new people on this show in the near future. So thank you again. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.